From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Happy Thanksgiving to our Canadian neighbors. Strange saying that this early, but they celebrated it today. Later tonight, cryptids and creatures. Here's what's happening. Merck & Company said it has applied for U.S. emergency use authorization for its drug to treat mild to moderate patients with COVID-19, putting it on course to become the first oral antiviral medication for the disease. Some scientists, though, aren't too happy about that. Two strong earthquakes struck off the coast of the Big Island in Hawaii on Sunday, rattling residents, causing items to fall off shelves. The U.S. Geological Survey said the first quake measured a magnitude 6.1. The second was a 6.2. Those are pretty good size. They hit 20 minutes apart. No injuries immediately reported. The U.S. economy appears to be sliding into another recession, folks, based on declining consumer sentiment, even though unemployment and wage growth suggest otherwise, according to two academic economists. China is on track to defeat the United States in the battle over artificial intelligence. This, according to the Pentagon's former software chief. Let's check in with our expert on such matters, Lauren Weinstein. Lauren, what's China up to?
Yeah, I don't know why anyone would really be surprised about this. Really, it's the same basic reason we have third-rate internet access here compared to most of the developed world where fiber is widespread. The opposite of here. The reason, of course, is that other countries, especially China, have governments willing to pour vast sums of money into these projects like AI, or in much of the world except your internet access as well. But here we expect private industry to do most of this itself. And for projects like AI that are really still in their early development phases, it's often just not cost-effective for firms to spend a lot on this when they need to stay operational and make a profit. For that reason, they tend to think in relatively short term, while these projects, like AI, need long-term funding of the sort that only governments could typically provide. So sure, China's government is pouring money into AI in ways that we're definitely not doing, so of course China is ahead. And they'll probably stay ahead, because here we, of course, are always embroiled in political controversies, and we change the rules every time there's a new administration. But over there, they don't have to worry about democracy. The government lays down the law, provides the money, and there they are. Now, having noted that, it's obviously not necessary to throw away democracy to do these kinds of projects better.
Right.
But we just have not, as a country, been willing to put the kinds of government financial resources needed behind these kinds of important efforts. So it's pretty obvious how we got so far behind countries like China in these respects. And right now, unfortunately, there doesn't seem to really be much fortitude to change this here at the kind of scale that's really needed. So get used to China being in the AI lead, because that's the situation we've unfortunately permitted to happen by not making the similar kinds of investments in AI ourselves.
And we'll probably end up buying it from them, won't we?
Yep. Most likely.
All right, my friend. Thanks. Lauren Weinstein, our expert on such matters. As President Biden's popularity among American voters continues to decline, so does his clout among fellow Democrats. An increasing number of Biden allies have voiced their disappointment in his handling of issues like the border crisis, Afghanistan, and the democratically controlled Congress, where two major pieces of legislation furthering his domestic agenda remain stalled due to party infighting. Southwest Airlines, what a mess, canceled more than 350 flights today following a weekend of almost 1,800 flights canceled. Major disruptions that it blamed on bad weather and air traffic control issues. The pilots union, however, accused the company of a botched response to what it said would have been a minor challenge for other airlines. And it's just a mess. The third straight day of canceled and delayed flights left passengers stranded, steaming from California to the East Coast. I was on a Southwest flight from Denver to St. Louis. I made it in. We were delayed, just a little bit, not too much, but we lucked out there. But it is a mess. The widespread disruptions began shortly after Southwest Airlines Pilots Association, that represents 9,000 pilots, asked the federal court to block the airline's order that all employees get vaccinated. The union argued that Southwest must negotiate over the issue. We'll see what happens on that. Orlando is preparing for when flying cars are an option for those who want to soar over the congested highways or between nearby cities, and they may arrive for sooner, no sooner than 2062, like the Jetsons had predicted. The city has signed on to a partnership with NASA to develop strategies for welcoming electric oversized drones, which will take off vertically from landing pads called vertiports and take you wherever you want to go. What else is going on in the skies? Dr. Skies, Stephen Cates. Hi, Stephen. What's up?
Hello there, George. We begin with space, and space weather dominates the news once again, as we would expect. George, the sun continues to pump out massive energy in the form of new flares and CMEs. Today's sunspot number is 38, with three major areas of concern. We have massive sunspot active region 2882, which is now just to the right of the solar meridian. It had produced a strong M16 class level flare on October the 9th, causing a short blackout of shortwave radio over the Indian Ocean. This was what we call a halo-type flare or a halo-type CME, but expect, as it's already happening in parts of the Northern Hemisphere, a G1 or G2 class geostorm tonight or tomorrow. That should continue. Sunspot active region 2883, George, just produced a flare into space, but it's not, luckily for us, headed toward the Earth. But don't give up on sunspot active region 2882 yet. It could still give us an Earth-directed flare or CMA in the next few days as solar cycle, as we talk about regularly here on this program, solar cycle 25 continues to heat up. In space, the obvious but important news, legendary actor William Shatner's journey to space has been postponed.
Oh, no.
Wednesday morning at 8:30 Central Daylight Time. The reason, all across the Southwest here in Phoenix, high winds. I know that in Los Angeles, the Dodgers game there is pitchers concerned about pitching the ball with high winds, but that's the reason that they're going to delay this 11-minute ride to space on this Blue Origin spacecraft. The mission, George, is known officially as New Shepard 4, NS-18, and will take Shatner, as is widely reported around the world, to the edge of space, some 63 miles above the Earth, this suborbital flight making him the oldest human to reach space at 90 years. Continuing rapidly with astronomy, the New Horizons spacecraft, which gave us those amazing images of dwarf planet Pluto, has detected another binary asteroid on its way out of the solar system. In 2019, we reported it here on Coast, New Horizons detected a strange binary asteroid now known as Arrokoth, named in honor of the Native American tribe known as the Powhatans. In their language, this translates to meaning cloud or sky. But now the New Horizons spacecraft has detected a second close contact binary asteroid, telling us that during the creation of the solar system, George, 4.5 billion years ago, collisions of asteroids helped to create larger planets like we have in our solar system today. Wrapping it up with the live sky, the moon and a conjunction with Saturn is expected on the night of the 14th, easy to see with the naked eye, and Jupiter on the 15th. This will be an incredible conjunction in the sky, an interesting sight in our mid-October skies. But then Venus in the southwest sky gives us an amazing opportunity to come close to the supergiant star Antares and Scorpius on Saturday night. And this is incredible because the planet Venus is about 100 million miles away from us now, while the star Antares is 550 light years away. A nice contrast. More information, we always recommend our sister site, theskylive.com. Emails, we love them, drskyshow@gmail.com. Simply this, always remember to keep your eyes to the skies, as I'm your navigator on the highway to the heavens. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Sky. We'll talk to you next week. About 25 years ago, when I was doing my local St. Louis show, The Nighthawk, I was looking for an expert who could talk about supplementation and vitamins. I stumbled across a book called The Vitamin Bible by Dr. Earl Mundell, and he was a great guest for me then. And then we brought him into Coast to Coast, and he's been a great guest ever since. In a moment, Dr. Earl Mundell joins us on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. You're going to love tonight's program. Dr. Earl Mundell with us, internationally recognized expert on nutrition, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, herbal remedies. Dr. Mundell is often called the father of the nutritional revolution. He's a registered pharmacist, master herbalist, and holds a PhD in nutrition, has written well over 20 books at least. Dr. Earl Mundell, and one of my favorites that he's written, it's called the Just Vitamin Bible. Earl, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, George. 25 years. It's amazing.
It really is. And you know what? You've kept me alive with supplementation, my friend.
Well, I feel the same way. There's no doubt about it. Brand new edition of the Vitamin Bible. It's called Dr. Earl Mandel's Vitamin Bible. Is now available. $9.99. You know, I can't believe they haven't raised the price of it. It's still the same price. 644 pages of packed information. I'm very, very excited and very... the book has been around for a long time, but this one is the best I've ever done because I did it during the COVID situation.
Aha! Uh-huh. You've updated yourself.
Absolutely.
That's great.
I updated it, and you know that commercial that you just had on is absolutely right. There's so much confusion about COVID from the so-called establishment that they don't tell you something that you should know, and that is you have the ability to build up your own immune system. In fact, Dr. Fauci, he takes vitamin D3 and vitamin C. I don't know why he doesn't talk to the people about it. If we could get everybody in the country, probably in the world, actually, to take a supplement of vitamin D3, and by the way, that's the natural form, I feel about 4,000 to 5,000. That's about 100 to 125 microgram capsule a day. I think we could cut this whole thing in half. Not only COVID, but the regular flus. You see, people forget that it's also
Right.
flu season coming up.
And I take a lot of zinc myself, too. How about you, Earl?
I want to go over some of the things that you can take. Zinc is another important mineral because they've shown that it decreases the longevity of the colds and flus, and it's much milder. So those are only a couple of things that can help. But here's something that's going to blow people's mind. 95% of Americans are not getting an adequate amount of vitamin D3, and 98% of teens are not getting enough.
Jesus.
Because let's be realistic. We spend all our time indoors, right?
That's right.
And if we do go outside, summer is over anyway, people put on this suntan
stuff,
cream, et cetera, because they're afraid of skin cancer. So the chance of getting vitamin D3 from being outside are about zilch. And the amount that the so-called establishment says is 400, 600, 800, 1,000 IU. It's not enough. I mean, see, the problem, George, is very interesting about vitamin D. First of all, it's a hormone. It's not even a vitamin. But it takes a whole year to build up your blood level.
Wow.
So, you know, people say, I took vitamins for a couple of weeks and nothing happened. Yeah, absolutely. It takes time. But the difference between vitamins and drugs is a vitamin, the longer you take it, the better the results. And I'm sure you know that. You've been doing it for a long time. And with drugs, it's exactly opposite. The longer you take a drug, the more chance you have of having side effects, contraindications, or toxicities.
You're the reason I got into vitamins and supplementation. My mother was always a staunch addict at this stuff. She loved it. Okay. But, I mean, it was when I did those first interviews with you in St. Louis, where I am right now, for the holidays. But when I did my Nighthawk local show with you, and I, you know, the Vitamin Bible is really a vitamin Bible. And it just turned me on to all these things. And I haven't stopped, Earl. I haven't stopped.
Well, good. I haven't either, George, and I got news for you. I'm... the French have a nice way of saying it, 80, 420s. you're not old, you're 420s. And I'm in great shape compared to my contemporary.
Hey, how old are you now? Can I ask you that?
81.
Good for you.
81, yep, absolutely. But I'm in great shape. And in fact, my wife made me go to an internist for a regular checkup.
Sure.
At the end of the appointment, I said, you don't look too hot, Doc. He said, well, I don't take very good care of myself. I said, well, hey, I'm going to send you one of my books. Start taking care of myself. It's not too late. And that's the problem in the country.
It is, and it's not rocket science either.
No, not at all. The problem is that we are taught about sickness. Boy, we know everything there is to know about being sick. If you don't believe me, watch commercial television one night, every disease known to man, and some they make up, most of them they make up, is going to unfurl with these commercials. And if you listen to the side effects of these...
God, that they tag at the end of the commercial?
Yeah.
Well, and they do it in real quick voices, too.
Right. One of my favorite commercial drugs, they took it off the market, but they put it back on with what's called a black box warning. And three times during the side effects, it says that it causes death. But I guess it does take care of the problem. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, when you're dead, you don't have to worry about it.
It's unbelievable. So we talked about vitamin C, vitamin B,
and zinc.
Complex, zinc. They're all important.
Yeah, I also take with tonic water quinine with my zinc. Now,
well,
quinine
has been around forever. It still helps with a lot of symptoms of colds and flus, etc. But here's some more things that you haven't heard of. For instance, curcumin, which is the active...
It's in turmeric.
...of turmeric, right. Well, it's an antioxidant, it's an anti-inflammatory, what basically it does, there's an enzyme called COX-2, which causes inflammation. So it basically inhibits the production of COX-2. And by the way, it can lower by 60% levels of interleukin-1, which basically plays a role in the regulation of inflammation. And that's our big problem. We're not dying of old age in the country. I'll repeat that. We're not dying of old age. We're dying of inflammatory problems. We think heart disease, diabetes, stroke, high blood pressure, some types of cancer, even possibly Alzheimer's is an inflammatory disease. Now, inflammation is a natural thing, but when it gets out of control and becomes chronic, then it's a problem. So you want to have anti-inflammatory type things that you take every day that can help against this chronic inflammation.
Great information. We're with Dr. Earl Mandel. We're going to take calls with Earl next hour here on Coast to Coast. I've still got lots more to talk with him about. We're talking about his updated book, Vitamin Bible, which is in paperback now. And I guess you can get it on Amazon. Where else, Earl?
Yeah, AmazonBooks.com, BarnesandNobleBN.com, or your bookstore. But make sure you get the one that says Dr. Earl Mandel's Vitamin Bible. That's the latest one. Just came out about a month ago.
And I love how you signed this one to me. This one's a collector's item, by the way. I like it. But, yeah, we've been together for a long time, Earl, haven't we?
A long time, George, and I hope we'll be together much longer. I tell you what, I think that, in fact, I have a whole chapter in the new book about slamming old age into reverse. I think that 100 is going to be normal very soon, and they're talking about 120 to 130.
Oh my God!
By the end of the century,
with our own faculties, though, still.
Yeah, that's the whole secret. You're right. I mean, big deal. You can live another 5 years.
I mean, I want to be on the air at 120, but I don't want to be like, and now my guest is Dr. Earl Mandel. I don't want to sound like that.
I think 120 is a reasonable, probably in the next 20, 30 years. But you're going to see more and more people living to be 100 plus that are in good shape. Look at the... Bill Shatner, 90 years old.
He's going to go into space eventually. Yeah. it's how you act, how you feel, how you take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And I just love it when people try to guess one's age and they're off by 10 or 20 years.
Well, I'll tell you what,
that's fine.
I have a whole thing about how you can really slam old age into reverse. And the biggest thing that you can see on people is their skin. If the skin is healthy, if it's there's a way of basically, I take my thumb and second finger and grab some skin on the other hand and just pinch it for a second. Let's see how fast it goes back into normal. The faster it goes back into normal shape, the younger you are biologically. But here's a nutrient that people have never heard of, George. I'll bet you if one out of 100 of your listeners ever heard of it, I'd be surprised. And it does wonders for your skin. Wonders. Within 30 days of taking this, I tell people, take a picture of your face, now, and then start taking. It's hard to remember the name, but it's astaxanthin.
Okay. I haven't even heard of that. Earl, we're going to take a quick break. Hold on for a second. We're going to come back in just a moment with Dr. Earl Mendel. His website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Dr. Earl Mendel, his latest book is called The Vitamin Bible. George Norrie back with Dr. Earl Mendel. Check out his website, drearlmendel.com, all linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Earl, how do you spell that ingredient you were talking about right before the break? I want to write this down.
I knew you were going to ask me that, George. It's Asta, A-S-T-A, X-A-N-T-H-I-N. So astaxanthin. It comes in a 4 or 8 milligrams capsule. Actually, 8 milligrams is good to take a day. And if you'll do this for 30 days, I'm telling you, just take a picture of your face and take the capsule. You can take a 4 milligram twice a day or 8 milligram once a day. You won't believe the difference in just 30 days.
What does it do? Tone you up? Or?
It does. It helps make your skin more pliable. It's almost a glow of the skin. Remember, the skin is the largest organ of the body. You can't hide your skin. I mean, that's the first thing that people look at, and it makes all the difference in the world. Just usually 2 weeks, but I say 30 days for sure.
How did Earl Mendel get involved in all of this?
Long time ago. I was actually another pharmacist and I started a long-houred pharmacy. It was open from 9 in the morning until midnight, and then we took night calls from midnight to 9. I was a little bit younger at the time, and I was in such terrible shape, it was unbelievable. So my associate, the other pharmacist, said to me, you look, how do you cope with this? He said, I take vitamins. And I said, oh, my goodness. I remember, just like your mother, my mother gave my father and I a vitamin supplement every day. And I just kind of got out of the habit. I started taking a B-complex, vitamin E, vitamin C, and minerals. I felt so much better. It was unbelievable. In fact, we actually gave starter samples to people coming in the pharmacy, and they reacted, too. So I said, hey, this is what I want to do. I want to help people to learn how to be well and to stay well, because there's too much sickness. I mean, we are not a healthy nation, George. We're way down the line.
Way down the line, and it's embarrassing, isn't it?
It is embarrassing. In fact, we are the most overweight nation, except for some wild, south, I think it's a tropical island or something. But we're way overweight, and we're getting fatter and fatter. And the problem is, when you're that overweight, the chance of having high blood pressure, cancers, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, we think even Alzheimer's, is greater. So that's number one thing that people should understand. That's what I try to do in the book. I have all the diets. But the best diet to really work on is called the Mediterranean diet.
Oh, it is the best.
Absolutely. And if you look at the countries in the world that live the longest, they eat a type of Mediterranean diet. In the United States, the people that live the longest are called Seventh-day Adventists. They're in Loma Linda, California. It's about an hour out of L.A. They don't smoke. They don't drink coffee. They don't eat meat. They eat soy, plant-based foods, and they live about 10 to 15 years longer than Americans. People say, it's boring. It isn't boring when you're older and you're in good shape. Okinawa, which is a southern island in Japan, they also very little meat, fish, and soy products. There's islands in Greece, a place in Costa Rica, they live the longest as well. So wake up. Start taking better. As I tell people, most Americans take better care of themselves take better care of their dogs, cats, automobiles, rose bushes, and front lawns than they do themselves.
Yeah, which is a shame, because I've always said, Earl, that if you love the people you truly care about, you need to be around healthy in order to help take care of them.
Right. And if you don't think you take better care of your dogs and cats, watch those commercials on TV. The finest vitamins, minerals, amino acids. I don't see too many dogs smoking cigarettes and having a...
Or drinking coffee or having caffeine fits.
Exactly. So that's what I try to do in the book. My goal is to leave this planet helping as many people as I can to be well and to stay well. And that's, unfortunately, not what our media is telling us. Our media is telling us, wait till you get sick, and here's all the drugs to take, and even some of the over-the-counter drugs. Be careful, because they're finding out more and more of these so-called analgesics have long-term effects if you take too many.
That's true. I'm going to test my memory, and let me ask you this, because I think you said this to me years ago, but I can't remember. Were you one of the founders of the California Pizza Company?
No, I was not. But as a matter of fact, my office is a half a block away from the original store. There were two lawyers that were the original.
Did you know them? I thought we had brought it up some like 25 years ago.
Yeah, it came up somehow. Yes.
Okay.
And it's still there. It's the number one. But the problem is that we're no longer eating, George. We are snacking. We are gorging ourselves on processed. And there's a new word now: ultra processed foods. You might have seen if you go into the grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
It's in a little pack. It doesn't have an expiration date. You will expire before the pack does. I mean, it's unbelievable. And people eat this stuff. Here's what I tell people. Buy things that don't have labels. Okay? Fruits and vegetables. Lean meats, poultry, fish, soy products. Yogurts and things, good things like that, because we found something interesting, George. When you have a healthy gut, you are healthy, and most people don't have a healthy gut. There's a thing called probiotics.
That's right.
You should take on a daily basis. I do. I take a probiotic, and I take a prebiotic, which helps to grow the probiotics.
You're not a fan of gummy vitamins, are you?
Well, it's not that. The problem is, first of all, gummies can have 1 to 3 grams of sugar.
Sugar in it. It's okay. Like eating candy every day.
You're lucky if you get 8 to 10% absorption from the gummies. So I'd rather have something that you take internally that works. But listen, if I can get people to take supplements, I don't care how they take them, they should take them, because it makes all the difference in the world, and that's what it's all about. I mean, we are not taught about how to take care of ourselves. We really aren't.
And I go by the numbers. You know, I'll go see my doctor once a year. I'll get that blood test. I want to see my numbers, and then I want to adjust. If some of them are out of whack for a little bit, you know, we jump on it. But he's been very happy lately.
Well, absolutely. Once again, the longer you take these supplements, especially vitamin D3, you'll find that it takes up to a whole year. It's amazing, a whole year to get that blood level up. But once that happens, all of a sudden, you no longer are worrying about flus or colds or other problems. And the flu season is starting, you know, and they're worrying about the dual action of the COVID and the flu. So wake up, start taking vitamin D3, vitamin C, about 500 milligrams a couple times a day. I feel that the curcumin, anti-inflammatory, is so important. Here's another one, too, that we don't talk enough about, coenzyme Q10.
Q10, you got to take that.
Well, let me say this, CoQ10.
Especially if you're on a statin drug.
Absolutely. If you're on a statin drug, see, CoQ10 is made by the body, but the statins prevent the production of it. So it's an anti-aging, antioxidant. Antioxidants are the good guys that help protect you against the bad guys. The bad guys are called free radical oxygen molecules. And if they are left untouched, it can lead to a lot of chronic diseases. But CoQ10 also improves the quality of life, gives you more energy, and it's against a thing called oxidative stress. And believe me, we're under enough stress, so you don't want to have any more. You want to have more. It's a war. Let's be realistic. You want to have more good guys in you than the bad guys. And what I'm talking about are the good guys, the supplements, the vitamins, eating correctly. It all works together to help you to produce what I call optimal health. Not just say, well, I'm okay, optimally healthy.
There's something new out there now, Earl, that is coming to the forefront and new in terms of information to people. CBD, what do you think of that?
Listen, I'm in favor of anything that works. We still need more research on it, but it seems to be doing really well. I think that the biggest supplement, and I have a whole chapter of it in the Dr. Earl Vandell's Vitamin Bible called CBD, right? Yeah,
that's it.
CBD. CBD has unbelievable attributes, unbelievable. But the problem is it's not very well absorbed. So people will take, they'll say on the label 25 milligrams. They're lucky if they get 2 or 3 milligrams of benefit. So get a CBD that you either take with omega-3 fatty acid, or there's CBDs that are water-soluble. I take one that's a liquid. I put it under the tongue. It's in a dropper form. Hold it under my tongue for about 20 seconds. I get very good absorption. If you want some of the benefits of it, it's amazing. Helps you sleep. It's non-toxic. It's not habit-forming. You'll find that it's a neuroprotective. It protects your brain. It basically is important for even antipsychotic and healing mood. You have a better mood and you're more relaxed, anti-inflammatory. I mean, I could go on and have a whole chapter about CBD in the new Vitamin Bible.
What do you think of the supplement melatonin, Doc?
Well, if you're having problems with sleeping, and about 50%, believe it or not, of adults have a problem with sleeping, either they can't go to sleep or they wake up in the middle of the night and they can't go back, melatonin works beautifully. And the one I recommend is a sublingual. That means that you put it under the tongue. The reason is, under the tongue, there's a lot of little blood vessels that absorb nutrients. And so it bypasses the stomach. You see, the stomach acid can destroy some of the melatonin. So melatonin look for sublingual melatonin. Calcium magnesium works very well at bedtime as well to help people have a nice, normal sleep. And that's a big problem. People are not sleeping as much as they should. We should be getting 7 to 8 hours at least of good sleep to be really healthy.
We're with Dr. Earl Mandel. We're going to take phone calls with Earl next hour here on Coast to Coast. So if you got a question, jump on board. What did our ancients do, Earl? They didn't know about supplementation. They didn't know about vitamins. And I mean like back to the days of Jesus.
Well, what they did. They grew real food. They ate real food.
And they lucked out eating it because they probably didn't know about the nutritional value.
Here's the difference. Today we are, ready? Twinkie, Ding Dong, Donut, Pizza, Prozac, Pepsi, potato chip, and pretzel diet. That's the American, the so-called SAD, SAD, the Standard American Diet.
It sure
is. Back then, people eat real food. I mean, I tell you what, look, if you have it, you know, people who have photographs from the family from, say, the 50s or the 60s, maybe one person there is overweight. Now, it's the other way around. In fact, here's a word you never hear of anymore, George, thin.
Wait, what does that mean?
Exactly. I mean, it's almost a thing of the past. So they were eating real food that was not processed. Go into your typical grocery store and stand by the checkout. I love to do that. And watch what people are put on that conveyor belt. Nothing real. I mean, it's all artificial. A lot of those cereals, et cetera, that people buy, I recommend eating the box.
More than the cereal.
It's higher in fiber.
What do you think of vegetable juices?
Well, juices are okay, but it's better to eat the vegetable if you can, only because some of them are concentrated and they have much more sugar in there than they should. Try to eat as normal foods as possible. I'm not against anything. I'm just telling people, look to the obvious. When you see something is processed, it's going to lose some of its goodness.
How important, Earl, is being active?
Well, it's very active. George, you'll love this. Here's my, people say, what's your ideal exercise? 15 minutes of active six, three times a day. But it's not very practical.
Probably
so,
not.
So try walking, a fast walk. Actually, we had a...
So cardio is good for you.
Cardio, absolutely. We had a president by the name of Harry S. Truman. He took a constitutional every night, just 10 minutes of rapid walk. And move your arms, by the way, because it's okay that you get lower body, but if you move your arms, you help that muscle called the heart, and it's a muscle. Keep that muscle nice and strong.
Stay with us, Earl. Phone calls with you next on Coast to Coast AM.